sitting here with Frank Leisner today, who's flown all the way from
Switzerland
to attend SAS Global Forum. Frank is also the author of the wonderful new Wiley and SAS Business Series book, Mastering Organizational Knowledge Flow, How to Make Knowledge Sharing Work. And Frank, so today I want to talk to you a little bit about your new book and what you're doing here at the conference. Can you start out by telling our listeners why you wrote this particular book?
Well, I mean, I've been in the knowledge management arena for quite some time. And one thing that happened in the last few years and even before is that there's a lot of press and books and articles and blogs out there about knowledge management. But I think most of them or a lot of them are too technology focused. So they're looking at knowledge management as a technology discipline almost. And they talk about knowledge management software and things like that. And I think it just needed a balance of a more holistic view on that and looking at really the knowledge flow between people, because I'm a strong believer that knowledge is actually very much connected to people. And if you would want to get at the real value in that, you really have to deal with the people issues aside from the technology issues. So technology is an enabler. So, and I felt so strong about that, the idea was building up for a book. And then, you know, I found a little advertisement on the internal web from SAS Publishing, and I just jumped. I went for it. So.
I'm really glad that you did. And how is your professional experience? How did it prepare you to write this book?
Well, I mean, I've been at SAS for about 17 years. Before that, I was actually for a while in a liaison role between an American company and a German company. So that was a lot of what I would call knowledge management activities and coordination, things like that. But in the last 13 years, I've been leading knowledge management initiatives, building them and leading them within SAS globally, on a global scale. They always started out globally, usually. And that really, I think, gave me a lot of experiences in that arena. I also spent time on external forums like the Harvard LILA, Learning Innovations Laboratory, and Babson Working Knowledge Forum. So there was a lot of discussion, external and internal, around that topic, and I think that prepared me fairly well. And I have one of the case studies that's also used in the book.
Oh, great.
That is an internal SAS initiative that has been running for 13 years, which is, it might be one of the longest running in the industry. I don't know exactly, but could be. And so I think all the observations I did from that, I think, you know, make me maybe a person that can say what works and what doesn't work from my point of view, at least.
Well, absolutely. And I think it sounds like many can benefit from your book, but can you tell us who did you write this book for?
Well, I think there's a couple of audiences. For one, there's those people that actually in the organizations, and it happens more and more because I know that people contact me sometimes, they get tasked with looking at making better use of the knowledge that exists in those organizations. And when I say organization, I not necessarily only mean corporations. It could also be, you know, more loose organizations outside of a real incorporation. And so that's one audience. So if you've been tasked with, you know, thinking about knowledge management, getting that to work, or you maybe even already involved in it and want to learn, you know, what are other companies doing? What's the number one company to work for doing, right?
Right.
Then I think this book is for you. But it's as much for, I think, for executives, senior executives that want to sponsor something like that and they want to get an idea and a feeling how they should approach that, where should they invest, what kind of funding should they, you know, free up? Is it just technology or is it other things that they should be actually funding? So, and then anybody that is interested in, you know, making knowledge flows work. When I talk on parties or here at SAS Global Forum, when I talk to people, very often they say, oh, yeah, this is interesting. This is an issue at our company. You know, we have the system, but it just still doesn't work perfectly, and we haven't figured it out. And so I think there's a lot of interest in a range of number of people. So I think it's a fairly wide audience, so to speak. So,
well, it appears that you're very active in social media outlets. And if people want to talk to you more after listening to this interview or reading about your book online, that they can find you on, I know, on Twitter for certain.
Right.
And LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. They can find me on LinkedIn just by the name. And I'm in Switzerland. So if there might be another Frank Leisner, you just pick the one in Switzerland. But they can also find me, of course, through the SAS Publishing Authors page.
Yes.
They can find me through the Amazon Authors page that I have now. And on Twitter, KM Juggler. is my my short name. I actually didn't use my name there, which some people were criticizing for a little while, but I said, you know, it's a brand for me and I just want to keep it. So
rumor has it, well, actually it's true, it's not a rumor, that you're quite something of a juggler, right? And that's how you came up with your ID?
Yes, that is the reason. I mean, it's been a hobby for about 20 years, a little over 20 years. And my wife brought me to it by giving me a little toy juggling stuff, and I just went on from there and have been juggling with little groups. The Stanford Court Jugglers in California, I juggled with them for a little while. I juggle with a group at SAS whenever I'm over in North Carolina. But mostly it's, you know, just for myself, a little relaxation, taking some balls, and just, you know, I'm up to 5 balls now, so that took quite some time, I have to say. But I can just recommend it to anybody that needs some relaxation and on the side. So
that is great. But when you're not literally juggling and you're not writing a book and you're not working for SAS, are there other things you enjoy doing
in
your free time?
Well, photography.
Okay.
So another one to, you know, what I do is I write actually a little leisure articles for an online magazine about Switzerland. And I do photography, and that goes with these articles. So that's another little hobby of mine. And I try to go swim about 3-4 times a week to stay at least somewhat fit.
That's great.
So, and then there's my family, of course. I mean, that comes almost first above everything. So
right. Well, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
In closing, tell us one thing that you have really enjoyed about SAS Global Forum so far.
Well, I mean, I've been at, this is my 13th SAS Global Forum.
My.
So I have a comparison, but I think it's organized very professionally. We're sitting here in the demo room. The demo room is just great. I think it's a nice layout there. You can tell that they have 30 years of experience of doing this.
Yes.
It's what I enjoy most is, of course, you know, talking to customers, talking to partners, you know, talking to some of my colleagues that I meet here. But and I hope, you know, to be talking to some of the people that might be interested in the book and get that way a lead to talking with them about their business problems as well, you know, because knowledge management is probably not the only one they have.
Right.
But hopefully they're interested in that topic as well. So.
Well, thank you, Frank. Thanks so much for doing this
today.
Sure.
It was fun. Thank you for having me.